It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, here we are, ladies, in our Bible study, lesson number 57 in the book of Genesis. And Connie Stanfill is here splitting chapter 41 in half, aren't we?
Yes, it's a long chapter. So we're going to do just the part about Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dreams.
All right. Why don't I read it and then Connie will teach, starting in verse 1 of chapter 41. After two whole years, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing by the Nile, and behold, there came up out of the Nile seven cows, attractive and plump, and they fed on the reed grass. And behold, seven other cows, ugly and thin, came up out of the Nile after them, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the Nile. And the ugly, thin cows ate up the seven attractive plump cows. And Pharaoh awoke, and he fell asleep and dreamed a second time. And behold, seven ears of grain, plump and good, were growing on one stalk. And behold, after them sprouted seven ears, thin and blighted by the east wind. And the thin ears swallowed up the seven plump full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. So in the morning his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and his wise men. Pharaoh told him his dreams, but there was none who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, I remember my offenses today when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in the chief baker in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. We dreamed on the same night, he and I, each having a dream with its own interpretation. A young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. When we told him, he interpreted our dreams to us, giving an interpretation to each man according to his dream. And as he interpreted to us, so it came about. I was restored to my office, and the baker was hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they quickly brought him out of the pit. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came in before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. Joseph answered Pharaoh, It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Behold, in my dream I was standing on the banks of the Nile. Seven cows, plump and attractive, came up out of the Nile and fed in the reed grass. Seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and thin, such as I had never seen in all of the land of Egypt. And the thin, ugly cows ate up the first seven plump cows. But when they had eaten them, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were still as ugly as the beginning. Then I awoke. I also saw in my dream seven ears growing on one stalk, full and good. Seven ears withered, thin, and blighted by the east wind, sprouted in after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the seven good ears. And I told it to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one. The seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blighted by the east wind are also 7 years of famine. It is as I told Pharaoh, God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. There will come 7 years of great plenty throughout the land of Egypt. But after them there will arise 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will consume the land, and the plenty will be unknown in the land by reason of the famine that will follow, for it will be very severe. And the doubling of Pharaoh's dream means that the thing is fixed by God, and God will shortly bring it about. Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh proceed to appoint overseers over the land, and take one-fifth of all the produce of the land of Egypt during the 7 plentiful years. And let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming, and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh for food in the cities. And let them keep it, that food shall be in reserve for the land against the 7 years of famine that are to occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish through the famine.
Thanks, Amy. How interesting that God reveals what he's going to do to a ruler, a pagan ruler, the Pharaoh of Egypt. And so we find that Pharaoh is troubled by two dreams. And interestingly enough, none of the wise men or magicians are able to make the sense or interpret the dream for him. And so he's very troubled. And then in verse 9, we find God's timing is happening because it says, then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, I remember my offenses today. There's that word again, the things I've done wrong. And then he goes in and tells about how Joseph had interpreted his dream and also the chief baker's dream and how those dreams had come true according to the interpretation Joseph had given him. So Pharaoh calls Joseph up from the pit, again, that dungeon or cistern or where he's been in custody. And we know it's actually 13 years after he first came to Egypt. And so he was in prison for quite a while. We don't know exactly how long he was in Potiphar's house, but he's been there quite a while. And he's cleaned up and he's brought before Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh says to him, I've heard that you can interpret dreams. And Joseph's response is, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer. And so we see definite evidence that Joseph is trusting God. He knows God is the one who gives the dream, who interprets the dream. And so he, again, gives evidence of that faith in God and growing in trusting God. So then Pharaoh relates his dream, and it's told very well both times. And we have two dreams that actually mean the same thing. What Joseph tells him means it will happen, and it will happen very, very quickly. And so the bottom line is God is going to cause a famine over Egypt and over the land surrounding it, and it will be very severe. But before that famine happens, there'll be 7 years of just great abundance. And so at the end of his interpretation of the dream for Pharaoh, Joseph gives an incredibly apt and succinct bit of advice about how to deal with this problem. And he talks about how some man needs to be the steward or overseer over all of it, and how that man needs to store up food during the good years to prevent starvation during the years of famine. And interestingly enough, we're going to find out what happens in the next bit of the chapter about who Pharaoh chooses to be that able administer. But really, the idea, again, is that God is making things happen in the world to bring about what his purposes are. And we've already been told, Abram was told by God that his descendants would go to Egypt for about 400 years. And we've also heard that God is allowing the sin of the Canaanites to reach its full measure before he destroys them. And so those two pieces are in play. And we see it kind of working through what's going on with Joseph. Joseph imprisoned, and now he's before Pharaoh, and we're going to find out he's going to rise to power. But God's working in history, and it's a beautiful thing to see God's timing, God's way to reveal God's purposes. I think Joseph is really coming to understand how God is working, and we'll see as we go up into the next couple chapters really how God is going to fulfill Joseph's dreams through these other dreams he's been interpreting. Thoughts, Amy?
I just find it just incredible, the gift that he's been given to be able to interpret dreams, but then point right back to God, the giver of the gift, to be able to do that. And it gets very exciting here, doesn't it?
It does. And I think we do really see Joseph as a man of integrity because he has great ability, but he actually understands that ability and blessing and grace come from God.
Yes.
All right. Well, one more verse I just want to share with you, making us think about Pharaoh as we go into our next segment, the next time we're together, about how Pharaoh chooses Joseph to be actually the administrator over Egypt. And Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. So God is in charge. That wraps up today's lesson in Genesis. Please find the notes on naomistable.com.